Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. Although it is cold. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, February 14th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Eight Senate Republicans voting with all 47 Democrats to rein in President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran, paving the way for a veto showdown with the White House. Senators voting in approval of the resolution to require President Trump to pull any U.S. troops from military hostilities against Iran within 30 days, unless he gets congressional approval for those military actions. Two, a majority of voters believe it was inappropriate for Joe Biden's son to work for a Ukrainian gas company while his father led U.S. foreign policy initiatives in the country. That's according to a new poll. The Biden-Ukraine affair ultimately led to President Trump's impeachment, pressuring Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. In that same poll, voters split 47-47 on whether the Senate should have acquitted President Trump of those charges from the House. And number one, Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders urging an end to online bullying and ugly personal attacks after a powerful hospitality industry union in Nevada accused his supporters of harassment. Bernie supporters, harassment, never. The Culinary Workers Union said supporters of Sanders viciously attacked the organization via Twitter, text, voicemail, and direct messaging after the union criticized the senator's universal health care plan. There you go. Hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us all across the state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, who's feeling a bit under the weather today. Give him the weekend to recover. Hopefully back on Monday. This hour of the program, Tom Satterley with us, served in the Army 25 years and the author of a new book, All Secure, A Special Operations Soldier's Fight to Survive on the Battlefield and the Home Front. Congressman Tim Walberg, Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He joins us, and Alex Saar, celebrity psychic and medium, on his thoughts about talking to loved ones after they're gone. All coming up in this hour of the Steve Gruber Show. I don't know if we have a chance to talk about this later, but I was talking to Molly Hemingway yesterday. This is one of the neat things about being here at Hillsdale. I can just say things like that. Oh, yeah, I had dinner with Molly Hemingway last night. We talked about stuff. That just happens here at Hillsdale. It's a great place. Hillsdale.edu, Hillsdale.edu. Molly is a senior journalism fellow now at Hillsdale, in addition to her work at The Federalist and on Fox News, where you see her often. I was talking with Molly about the fallout from impeachment and whether or not the actual victim, quote unquote, ended up being Joe Biden because of the way the president was able to keep Hunter Biden in the news and that story in the news, and the utterly unacceptable, inappropriate response or lack of response from Joe Biden on those questions. I do wonder very seriously if Democratic voters in Iowa and New Hampshire saw that and said, whoa, 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 we are not going to have another Hillary email situation where the media disregards what could be a major scandal. And then President Trump, then candidate Trump, of course, in 2016, makes a big deal about it and torpedoes the candidacy of our nominee. We're not going to have it. Joe Biden can't talk about, can't explain this this Hunter Biden thing. Well, we can't have that. We've got to choose somebody else. I do wonder if Joe Biden is the one who suffered most because of the impeachment push. New polling this morning has Bernie Sanders now up in Texas with Joe Biden in second place. Speaking of Bernie, just mentioned this one. Bernie Sanders saying yesterday that his supporters should end any online bullying or ugly personal attacks. I'm not sure what they're going to have left if they're not doing those things, Sanders supporters. The Culinary Workers Union said supporters of Sanders viciously attacked the organization on Twitter, text, voicemail, and direct messaging after they, the union, criticized the senator's universal health care plan. But it might have worked. One of the ways that Bernie Sanders was going to have a tough time in Nevada is because of these. I mean, we've had Mark Mix on last hour from National Right to Work. Union membership is declining, and power is waning in many areas, but not in Nevada. Not in Nevada, I tell you. The Culinary Workers Union is very organized and very powerful. And they don't like Bernie Sanders' health care plan, Medicare for All, because it takes away their great health insurance. And so the thought was they would endorse somebody else in Nevada, and perhaps members would follow. I believe I saw yesterday they are not going to endorse. They're not going to endorse against Sanders. So maybe these threats worked. Bernie Sanders, this is a political, a Reuters piece. Sanders did not actually acknowledge his own supporters' alleged abusive behavior and applied his call for an end to harassment to all campaigns backers, said members of his movement, the Bernie Bros, must be respectful. Quote, harassment of all forms is unacceptable to me. We urge supporters of all campaigns not to engage in bullying or ugly personal attacks. Adding, anybody making personal attacks against anybody else in my name is not part of our movement. We don't want them. And I'm not so sure, to be honest with you, they are necessarily part of our movement. He has not spent a lot of time online. What is he? Is Bernie 70, 77? Maybe not surprising, but the Bernie Bros out there are not afraid to engage in some of this behavior, certainly. Sanders, of course, won Iowa, won New Hampshire, tough race in Nevada, and then the poll this morning having him up in Texas by a couple of points on Joe Biden. This is nothing new. Hillary Clinton also made, I don't say allegations, but also said that, you know, she was being harassed, supporters were being harassed by Bernie Sanders supporters back in 2016 as well. The Nevada Union, 60,000 members out there, said yesterday it would not endorse a presidential candidate, but did warn members that Sanders' Medicare for All proposal could put their hard-won union health coverage at risk. It would do away with it. We know that. That's what Medicare for All does. You like your health care plan? You are not keeping your health care plan under Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All. So Bernie says any Sanders supporters acting in his name and being harassing, being bullying, and engaging in bullying aren't actually his supporters. They're not part of his movement. I'm not sure I believe that. I think there are a number of Bernie Bros engaged in behavior that perhaps Bernie just doesn't want to know about, right? This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Roxor. It's time to light up the night with $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor, plus a 40-inch LED light bar and no extra charge. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe its 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Work smarter, play harder, stay out later. See your Roxor dealer today or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details. Tom Satterley is up next. His book, All Secure. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When you're young, losing money on Wall Street is a relatively minor setback because you still have plenty of time to recover. But when you get to be our age, it's a different story. We don't have the luxury of time, and a bear market now can do some real damage to your hopes for a comfortable retirement. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. Bruce Van Hull and Michael Douglas understand that. And that's why they like to design a portfolio that provides you with income, no matter what the market is doing, without sacrificing potential for growth. Don't let Wall Street dictate how you live your retirement. Talk to Bruce and Michael today about how to protect what you've worked so hard to build. Call 517-323-7526 and schedule a portfolio review today. That's 517-323-7526 or get online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Like Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.